Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where did you get stuck? Because there's a viral video of a teen who had to be rescued by the fire department after getting stuck at a fast food place. We'll tell you what this is all about, where she got stuck, and we also want to hear where you got stuck. Give us your stories coming up.
Ooh, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and you can stick with us right now to hear this story.
Oh,
see what I did there, Radar?
I did it.
You're stuck on 99.1.
That is a good one. Well, this teen was at a fast food place, and her friends dared her to sit in a high chair to see if she could fit. Well, she got in to the high chair, so apparently she won the bet or took the dare and won, but she got stuck. Employees had to try and get her out. It took like 40 minutes for them to finally say, you know what, this isn't happening. Let's call the fire department. So the fire department came and freed her around 11 p.m. So, I mean, this is like 9 o'clock at night, you know, teens goofing around. And Here it is like 2 hours later, they finally got her out. They used a chainsaw.
What?
Yeah, they said they could have used a chainsaw, but they were able to disassemble the chair. I mean, there's screws and stuff. Wouldn't you think somebody would just have, like, pliers?
Just use your teenage strength and... free!
So she got out, but not before her friends, of course, posted on Instagram, Snapchat. There's a video that
they had this whole thing planned.
Yeah, there's a video we posted at Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/991themix or open up your app, the 99.1 or the Facebook app, and then search for 99.1 the mix. You'll see this video of her being stuck. She's laughing about it.
I mean, of course. What else can you do if you're going? I mean, you put yourself in a toddler's high chair and you're 15 years old. I mean, what? I mean, I guess, I don't know, I'm not relating to kids anymore nowadays, because what fun is that? Like, I dare you to go in that high chair. Okay, well, I bet you I'll do it.
These are the things I worry about with my kids in college, because they've told me a couple of times where they've eaten ketchup packets or jalapenos for money. This is something that could happen to, like, son Noah at Whitewater, or my daughter Lexi, who's up in school in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, I'll give you $20 if you could go sit down in there.
Okay. This isn't your 16-year-old daughter.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not Haley. No, it's not Haley.
I was worried
Haley
for a
either.
Second where you got this story. I was like, you seem really close to home right now.
I guess that's a dare. I mean, I did it for my kids. I got stuck for my kids.
Where?
Well, back in the day when my son Noah, I think he was 8, he was playing that claw game.
The claw.
Yes, you put, you know, 50 cents in, a dollar, another dollar, another dollar. You spend like $10 on a stuffed animal that you could have bought for $4.
And the claw always closes after it's done. It's like on its way up,
right,
and then it closes so it never gets the toy.
Oh, no, he got this really good. It came all the way over to like the hole, the opening where it drops in, and it hit. It was a little teddy bear, but it got stuck wedged sideways. So oh, the door is open. I'll just reach up and get it. Look out, Noah. So there I am, you know, dad, super dad. I reach up, and as I reach up, the door starts closing, and it's pinching my arm. And I went, oh, my God. Oh my. I'm yelling some other stuff, too, at this arcade in the Dells.
I can imagine.
I'm going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And my life flashed before my eyes. Actually, I'm thinking, what am I going to do without an arm? What am I going to do without a hand? I'm stuck. I can't go in, out. It was jammed, and it was really putting pressure on me.
Meanwhile, Noah's thinking, I hope he gets my teddy bear out. I hope he gets my teddy bear.
Well, we didn't get the teddy bear, but I did keep my arm. So that's a win, right?
Win-win right there.
Where did you get stuck? What are your stories? We're looking for them. 414-799-1099.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.